The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-Parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Pelous, your host. And I'm going to start this episode with asking you to go into a short visualization case scenario. Pick one challenge, one issue, one problem that you have, either with your teen or with something else in your life. And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, put a hand on your body, on your heart or somewhere else, and imagine that for their problem, there is no hope. You can even say out loud, there's no hope. What do you feel? Just by saying that, as I am recording this episode, I feel a constriction in my body when I think that there is no hope. Now, I'm going to ask you to think about something else. It's better not to hope. It's dangerous to hope. It's not safe to hope. Now you can open your eyes. What did resonate the truest in your body? And when you said it's not safe to hope or it's better not to hope, what is the thought that came just after that? Is it a thought of negation? You're denying what you just said because you don't believe that hope is dangerous. And in that case, maybe this episode is going to be less pertinent to you. But there are always, not always, but often, areas of our life where we feel that it's dangerous to hope. Even like if we're talking about exponentially earning more money. Some people will say it's dangerous to hope because then you prepare yourself for suffering. You inflict this suffering on yourself. This week, I had a client who has a very strong belief that it's better not to hope, that hope is dangerous. And somehow it can keep us prisoner of our reality. Even though there is a part of us that wants the change, there is another part of us that is scared to hope, that believes that it's dangerous to hope. And then we're stuck. That's what was happening with my client. And I could feel, because when I coach, I can feel my clients, especially that this one was one-on-one, face-to-face. She lives not far from me. I could feel her. her suffering almost. I could feel her inner conflict. And every time we have an inner conflict, first of all, we cannot manifest or attract to ourselves what we want. Because 1 minute we think yes, and 1 minute we think no. So if you're talking about energy, when you have waves of energy, they're like waves, like ups and downs, ups and downs. When two waves are opposite, they negate each other instead of support and magnify each other. So nothing happens. It doesn't feel good. And little by little, you're investing so much energy in that conflict, in that inner conflict, you don't even realize. It can deplete you. You can end up in a place not only where you're stuck, but where you're depleted, and you start spiraling down into depression. That's what happened to me when my kids were self-destructive and crazy and taking drugs at parties, and I was afraid, and I had the opposite of hope. I was literally catastrophizing. I was visualizing the worst. And slowly, slowly, because I was living in strong anxiety one day after another, it took so much energy from me that I ended up depressed. So if that resonates a little bit true for you, I would recommend that you work on that belief. So what we did with my client is, first, you can tap on accepting where you are, because we are disco balls. I always say that to you. We have many, many, many facets, many, many, many parts of ourselves. And sometimes one part believes that and the other part believes the opposite. And it's not always 50-50, sometimes it's 70-30, 90-10, whatever the percentage is, there's still inner conflict. And when you add on that your conscious desire for a better reality, you end up in suffering.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You end up believing that nothing will ever change, believing that you don't have what it takes, etc., etc. It's a very dangerous game to play. So you start tapping, and if you don't know the points, you can go to liveeft.com. That's the URL that I created. And you'll find a silent video with the tapping points that you can follow while you talk about what's going on. While you tell yourself, even though there is a part of me that believes that hope is dangerous, there is another part of me that believes that it can be safe to work to hope. And I accept myself with all those parts. I love myself with all those parts. That's what is now. All is well. And then start an exercise in writing where you're going to list events of your life or situations or things of your past when you hope, you practiced hope, and when it ended up in a positive way, you got a positive result from that hope. You either accomplished something, you became someone else, you there was a reward for that hope, and you followed the hope with action, and even sometimes not even, sometimes the universe just delivered to you. Like, I don't know if I shared that in the podcast in the past, but when I was 16, I remember daydreaming and hoping that I would one day, because I loved the US, I was growing up in France, I used to daydream as a teenager that I would marry, I hoped that I would marry an American that speaks French, who speaks French. Guess who I married 14 years later? An American who spoke French, who speaks French. So I hoped for that. I didn't even have to follow up with action, because he was, even though my marriage wasn't perfect and ended up in a divorce, someone introduced him to me. I didn't even have to initiate on that hope. And the universe delivered. So that's a case scenario where hope gave me, the fact that I hoped was rewarding. I'm sure you have at least one or two experiences like that in your past. Even if that was when you were a kid, even if you hoped that Santa Claus would bring you something and you got it, that was one way of applying hope and getting a positive reward. So when you list all those instances, all those situations, all those events, you start proving to your brain that in some cases, hope is safe. And then you can follow up with starting to write affirmations about hope. And if you're not there yet, you can write, thank you, universe, thank you, God, for helping me trusting. Thank you, universe, for helping me hope in a way that is beneficial for me. And if that's still not enough, in the description of this video, I mean this episode, there is a tapping session for you on hope, on starting to change that belief that it's not safe to hope. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, because I saw how stuck my client was. And as usual, I feel their pain. So we ended up the session with, there was a really positive ending to our session where she could open a crack in her consciousness to start acknowledging and remembering that there were cases where hope was a good thing. She remembered that some people, because we ended up in a place where her belief was literally hope kills, because it's so painful. And then when I told her to tap on, sometimes hope helps you live. Sometimes hope saves. And then she said, oh yeah, of course, some people heal cancer with hope. So when your brain can start accepting that, this is the beginning of resolving that conflict. So I hope it helps. I'm here for you all the time. And every time I see something with a client, I know that there are other moms like that. So I wanted to share that with you today. If you need the tapping session, go to the link in the description or go on my YouTube channel. Co-parenting with the universe, or Muriel Felous, I think you can find it with both names. And there is a playlist with EFT sessions. I hope that it will help you, and I'm sending you a ton of love.
If you like this podcast, please go review and rate it so we can share it with as many moms as possible.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.